Hi, everyone, and welcome to Intuitive Awakening. My name is Dina. Thank you so much for joining me on this week's episode of this podcast. This week, we're going to be tackling the topic of numerology. I have had a number of my students ask me to do this episode because, in particularly, they are studying the tarot. And if you do practice utilizing tarot, I think understanding numerology is very important to understanding the deck at large, but to understanding, you know, very specific cards. But it's not just specific to tarot. If you do your own numerology, you'll learn a lot about yourself and how people see you in the world, and also what some of your goals are when you came here this lifetime. So let's go ahead and tap into this topic. In the simplest terms, numerology is a study of numbers in your life. You can uncover information about the world and also each individual person just by using numerology. Essentially, numerology is seen as a universal language of numbers. Numerology is the idea that the universe is a system, and once broken down, we are left with the basic elements, which are numbers. These numbers can then be used to help us to better understand the world and, of course, ourselves and others. By understanding that everything in the world is dependent on and can equate to numbers, a numerologist can take multiple elements of a person and break them down into meaningful numbers throughout various methods. These numbers can then be used to discover the world and to help us better understand ourselves as individuals, where you can, I would say, garner insights about your purpose and personality traits by working out things like your life path number, expression number, and heart's desire number, amongst many others. I don't know that we'll have time to tackle all of the numbers, but we will definitely cover the basics. Now, I'm going to give you a very short history of numerology. So while the actual word numerology wasn't recorded in English until 1907, numerological ideas have been around for centuries. Some of the earliest records of numerology appeared in ancient Egypt and Babylon, along with China, Rome, Japan, and Greece, and I'm sure many other places. However, it was the Greek philosopher Pythagoras, who I think we're all familiar with, who became the father, or known as the father of numerology. Pythagoras was celebrated in his day for being a brilliant philosopher and mathematician. While much of his life is shrouded in mystery, his fascination with numbers is well documented. His passion led him to travel to Egypt to study Chaldean numerology for at least 22 years. Pythagoras believed that the world was built on the power of numbers and that everything and anything could be translated to numerical form, usually in single digits. The idea of assigning letters numerical value is known as the Pythagorean number system, and that's also used today in modern numerology. The significance of numbers can also be seen in religion. I think most of us, even if you didn't grow up Christian, I think we're all familiar with the number 666 being associated with the beast, as being the sign of the beast. And 888 is said to represent Jesus. And then we have this whole concept of the Holy Trinity. Hanukkah lasts for 8 nights. And again, in tarot, each card is numbered, and those numbers have very unique meanings. In Chinese tradition, the number 4 is associated with bad luck. We still use the system of numerology in an attempt to discover the hidden meanings of the world. Some even use it today to use it for, I would say, astrology, for self-discovery, and even, of course, for prediction. So what's a numerology portrait? Similar to an astrological natal chart, a numerology portrait is your personalized guide to life. It reveals your strengths, weaknesses, and who you could become. You can think of it as a mystic cheat sheet. So unlike a natal chart, which uses the exact time, place, and day of birth to accurately calculate your portrait, numerology skews a bit more simple. A numerology portrait, which is also known as a numerology chart, consists of only six numbers. Three numbers calculated from your actual date of birth, and three numbers pulled from the letters of your name. So now, let's talk about the basics of numerology. So how numerology works is actually quite simple. And you don't necessarily need a master numerologist to provide detailed and accurate readings, even though some people say that you do. But to get the basics of what's called your life path number, your birth number, and attitude number, as well as your soul's urge, personality number, and power number, is quite simple. You just really need your the Pythagorean chart, and you need to break down your birth date, the year, etc., to begin to understand these numbers. I'm going to give you an example of how to do this because it can become very tedious for me to try to explain it without just utilizing somebody in history that we're all aware of. So I am going to first explain to you what these numbers are, the life path, expression, soul urge, etc. And then we're going to actually pick a historical figure who I decided to work with this week. So I can explain to you a little bit about their numbers and how I went about getting their numbers. So first, let's talk about your life path number. In numerology, your life path number is the most important number. It forms the basis of what your path could be, or the path that even your life could take. Similarly, it should be reflective of who you are, and this is important, or should be, in your personality and traits. Life path number also outlines any opportunities or even challenges you may face, as well as any lessons you may have to learn along the way. And each life path number has a different meaning. So what's important for me to state here is, let's say that, I'm just using a random example here, that you came in as a number one, and we'll talk about that in a minute, what that means, and there are associated personality traits with that number. And maybe, let's say that you're a number one, and you read these traits, and they don't at all coincide with your personality currently. However, the traits of a number one could actually be what you came here to learn. So keep that in mind as we start to review the numbers and as you begin to sit down and calculate your own. Okay, we're going to move on to your expression number. Your expression number is also known as your destiny number. An expression number is said to delve into your abilities, your desires, and even your personal goals. It could also make you aware of any inherent traits that you may carry. Your expression number is calculated by converting your full birth name, including your middle name if you have one, into numbers using the Pythagorean chart. And this type of chart correlates a letter with a single digit number. Then the total sum is broken down into a single digit number. Whatever expression number you're left with has a different meaning and works in combination with other core numbers to build a picture of who you are and what you're about as a person in the wider universe. And again, right now, don't get too bogged down in the calculations because we're going to review this very specifically together. Okay, let's talk about your soul urge number. Your soul urge number is often referred to as the heart's desire number in numerology. This can symbolize a reflection of your inner or true self. The most interesting thing about the soul urge number is that it often reveals truths in people that they only recognize once a reading is completed. So for example, your heart's desire number may show that you actually crave power, or that you are much deeper and require a higher level of fulfillment. Alternatively, you may have a need to feel valued or cared for. And all of these qualities can often sit beneath the surface, and in revelation, they can be quite enlightening. So the calculation of the soul urge number is similar to others using your full birth name. However, you only calculate the value of the vowels to reveal your inner urges or desires. Let's move on to the personality number. Your personality number in numerology is calculated using only the consonants in your full name. This is then followed by the same process of allocating a number to each letter before adding them up and breaking them down to get to a single digit number or master number. And again, we'll get to the specifics in a minute. The personality number is literally the side of you that you allow people to see. In turn, this shows how others see you. What is true of most people is that we hide our true selves and therefore live under a persona. Sometimes this is done with really great consideration. However, most of the time we do this without even realizing or even being entirely conscious of it. For that reason alone, it is often quite enlightening to see how your personality number can show the things that you ignore or don't deal with by acting the way that you do. So in turn, it can reveal deeper insights into your behaviors in different circumstances. And lastly, we're going to talk about your birthday number in numerology. Your birthday number holds the key to you and your destiny. This number is entirely based on the exact day you were born. Combined with your life path number and other core numbers, this can unveil your gifts, your talents, and even your entire life's purpose. Based on your day of birth with the month, your birthday number will tell you of specific talents and potentially where they fit into the universe in order to give yourself true purpose. Okay, so now, as I said, I'm going to pick a historical figure that everybody knows. I didn't want to pick somebody who is completely random to calculate their soul's urge, their personality number, their life path, and their birthday number. I decided to go with Abraham Lincoln since we're all familiar with him. I didn't want to pick somebody who was, you know, completely random that we didn't know. And we'll start off with calculating Abraham Lincoln's soul urge number. His birthday, for everybody's personal knowledge, is February 12th, 1809. And that is not actually relevant to the soul's urge number, but if you're sitting down with a paper and pen and you're wanting to calculate this alongside with me, I would encourage you to write this down. And again, it's February 12th, 1809. However, you're also going to have to pull up the Pythagorean chart, which has a corresponding number to each letter in the alphabet. And you'll need that to calculate the soul urge and to also calculate the personality number. So again, to calculate somebody's soul's urge number, we would add up all of the vowels of their name. So for Abraham Lincoln, when I added up all the vowels of his name, I got the number 18. And one thing you have to remember is that you have to break down your numbers into single digits. So for example, his soul's urge number came out to 18, but I had to break it down, and I did that by adding 1 plus 8, and that came to 9. So that means that his soul's urge number is a 9. There are instances, of course, where you're not going to break down the number, and that's when you come to a master number. And again, we'll talk about that at the very end of the call, but the master number is for your information now. In case you're sitting down doing your own calculation, their number 11, 22, and 33. So if you, let's say you broke down your own soul's urge and you got an 11, 22, or 33, you would not break that down even further. Some people choose to do so just for extra information to do a deeper dive, but these are considered master numbers that you wouldn't necessarily break down. Okay. So let's move on to Abraham Lincoln's personality number. And to get his personality number, we would add up all of the consonants in his name. And so when I did that, I got the number 50. And again, you have to break this down into a single digit. So I added 5 plus 0, which equals 5. So his personality number is a 5, which to me makes total sense. And I am going to go through all of the life path numbers, or all of the numbers in numerology from 1 to 9, to give you more in-depth information about that. So just hold on as we move through his little numerology chart. Okay, So next, I calculated his power number. And to get someone's power number, we would add their soul urge and their personality number together. So when I did that, I added 9, which was his soul urge number, with his personality number, which is a 5, and you get a 14. And then we broke that down further, added 1 plus 4, which equaled 5. So again, he has another 5 in his chart. Okay, so moving on to his birthday number. And when you're calculating somebody's birthday number, we would just actually look at the day the person was born. So if Abraham Lincoln was born on the 12th, then we would just look at that number, the 12, and then we would break it down again into a single digit, which is 1 plus 2, which equals a 3. And then lastly, we are going to look at his life path number. And in order to get someone's life path number, you would just add up their entire birthday. So that means for him, he was born on 2/12/1809. We would literally add up all of the numbers and then break them down. So when we add up all of his numbers and break them down, we come to a 5. So he has so many 5s in his numerological chart. It makes so much sense considering what he came here to do. Okay, everybody, now I'm going to move on to talk a little bit more about life path numbers. And again, life path numbers are the most important number when you're doing your own personal calculations. We have to remember that your life path number forms the basis, again, of what path your life could take. Super important information here. And I'm going to be covering details of your life path number if you're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. If you happen to have a number 10 life path, what do you do? You break it down 1 plus 0 to equal a 1, because it only goes from 1 to 9, including the master numbers 11, 22, and 33. Okay, so let's talk about the details of a life path number 1, a person who has a number 1 as the life path. So a person with life path number 1 tends to be hardworking. They're a natural born leader. They have this pioneering spirit that is full of energy, and they even have a passion for art. They have a strong desire to be number 1, which means a person with this number can manifest very easily. And if you equate this to the tarot, think about the magician as being the number 1. That's where he falls within the entire deck. So due to their determination and their self-motivation, they will not let anything stand in their way of accomplishing a goal. Their drive allows them to overcome any obstacle or challenge that they might encounter, and they have the desire to accomplish great things in their lifetime. There only needs to be a strong focus on what it is that they want to achieve. So those with the life path number 1 are likely to be very independent, and they feel the need to make up their own mind about things and follow their own personal convictions. All of this drive and determination means that they can easily become irritated when things don't go their way. Because ones are critical of themselves, they can also be very critical of others, and they will not tolerate laziness from the people that they spend their time with. I think that's so true. Life path number 1 is a strong vibration. It's one of individuality and invention. Innovation and creativity are also characteristics associated with this path. These folks are more likely to start on a new project. They often take a unique and inventive approach to solving problems. Because of these qualities, and because multitasking is something they tend to be very good at, they are well suited to self-employment and can be happiest being their own boss. A life path 1 also means that they may possess the qualities to be a political or even a military leader. On the negative side, because each number does have a negative side, if you are a life path number 1, you can have a tendency to be self-centered, egotistical, and demanding. Because you feel a strong desire to be number one and to appear successful, you can easily become arrogant or boastful. Though you excel as a leader, you may have a difficult time being a follower and are reluctant to seek help, which can cause you to be quite unhappy if, you know, you're in a situation where you're not in charge. While you are great at starting projects, you quickly tire of detailed tasks. I am a number one life path, and I have to say that probably for me, 75% of this is true. Okay, so now we're going to move on to life path number two. So life path number two is a vibration of duality and division, the number of truth and learning. Those with the life path number two are more likely to seek harmony and peace and are symbolized by relationships, cooperation, and being considerate and thoughtful of others. People with the life path number two are natural peacemakers, and because they see all viewpoints in any situation, they handle difficult situations with grace, and they tend to be persuasive rather than forceful when trying to get their point across. People, I would say, may often look to number twos to be a mediator in any argument. So life path twos tend to be very loyal, and they welcome companionship and the chance to share their lives with someone special. They are more sensitive to others and have the ability to truly listen. Twos are sincere, honest, and open, and they see the best in people. Because of their sensitivity, gentleness, and their loving spirit, they make an excellent friend and an excellent lover. Okay. A few things to be wary of if you're life path number two, as your sensitivity can also in some ways be your downfall. Many people with a life path two are oversensitive. They're shy and they're afraid to speak their minds. Because they are afraid of being hurt, they may avoid confrontation and hold back their opinions. And this can cause them to have trouble sometimes even contributing to a group, and it may make them feel resentful because they're withholding their ideas and their contributions at times. Okay, moving on to life path number three. Life path number three is a strong vibration. It's one of creative self-expression, independence, playfulness, and communication. People with a life path number three have a very high level of creativity and self-expression. This abundance of creative energy and the ease with which they are able to communicate in all areas, both written and verbal, it could lead them to become a poet, an actor, writer, artist, or musician. In fact, many writers, radio broadcasters, actors, singers, performers, and counselors share this life path number. Those with this life path number three, they tend to be more optimistic, extremely generous and giving souls, and they're able to find the positive in everything around them. People like to be around number threes, not only because of these qualities, but also because threes have a very charismatic personality, and they're also great listeners. They're very conscious of other people's feelings and their emotions. They can easily put the people around them at ease and make them feel very comfortable. Because threes enjoy living their life to the fullest, they are more likely to live their life for today and not worry about tomorrow. They have a hard time taking responsibility seriously and probably aren't very good with money, partly because they feel so positive about life. They just assume everything is going to work itself out fine. And this can sometimes lead those with a life path of three to live superficially. And they may have a tendency to have a lack of direction in their life and even procrastinate. When threes hurt emotionally, they tend to withdraw and they become moody and can sometimes make very negative, biting comments to lash out at people around them. They can be manic depressive if they do not use their creative energy and tend to exaggerate the truth. Now, one thing that I completely planned to do for today was give you examples of every life path number, which I have, and it just came to me right now that I'm supposed to be adding that. So I wanted to go back very quickly, sorry you guys, to examples of life path number 1, 2, and 3 so far, so you can kind of see who falls into these categories. And so an example of a life path number 1, Tom Cruise, MLK, Tom Hanks, George Lucas, Sammy Davis Jr., and my favorite, Sting. They're all examples of life path number 1. Examples of life path number 2, you have Bill Clinton, you have Madonna, and you have Barack Obama. And examples of a life path number 3, you have, again, my favorite, David Bowie, you have Alec Baldwin, and you even have Hillary Clinton. Okay, so we're going to move on to life path number 4. So people with a life path number 4 are often seen as builders and workers of society. If your life path is a 4, you are more likely to be determined, you're a serious person, you're practical, disciplined, and you're hardworking. When I think about number 4s again, and I think of the description of a 4, I think of the tarot cards and the number 4 being the Emperor, who I think embodies all of these attributes. So for 4s, if you're a 4, you find your hard work, you find, at least I would say, doing hard work to be rewarding, and you don't look for the easy way out or the easy way to the top to finding success. Not only do you work hard for yourself, but you expect the same of those around you. I would say that's kind of similar to the 1 in a way. So those with the life path number 4 tend to be organized, and they like to put things back in their proper place. It is one of their strong points, and they feel better able to tackle challenges if they have a solid plan in place beforehand. 4s tend to be set in their ways, and they are drawn to leading an orderly life. Home is their haven, and if their home environment happens to be sloppy and very unkempt, that's a sign that a life path 4 is not doing very well in their life. So 4s are usually very cerebral, and they need to find ways to relax their minds. Otherwise, great ideas live and die in their heads. They have a strong sense of right and wrong. They're very honest, and they value honesty in others. I would say if you have a life path number 4, your dreams are based in reality, and they never 4s never really question that you have to work hard to make them come to life. 4s are very loyal, and they're dependable. They make an excellent friend or an excellent partner. They usually only have a small circle of friends. So on the negative side, 4s can be set in their ways, and they can often come across as stubborn, rigid, or too serious, again reminding me kind of the Emperor. They also have a tendency to overlook tact, and they let their true feelings be known to those around them, which can sometimes turn other people away from them. Although practical and very good planners, 4s are extremely cautious, and they don't deviate much from their master plan. And because of this, they can sometimes miss opportunities that arise because they don't act on them quickly enough. Examples of 4s, you have Frank Sinatra. Interesting, right? After the entire description, you have Marie Curie, and you have Elton John. Okay, we are now going to move on to the life path number 5s. As I said earlier, Abraham Lincoln is a number 5, so listen to all of this. Life path number 5 is the number of freedom and change. And those with a life path of 5 tend to seek freedom above all else. Totally applicable, right? They are adventurers, they have a restless nature, and they like being on the go, and they're constantly seeking change and variety in life. They have a free spirit, and they need to have variety in their day. If they do not live the adventure, their lives become way too dramatic. Those with the life path number 5 are more likely to enjoy meeting new people, trying new things, and living life for today, and curiosity leads them to constantly try to find the answers to life's questions. You wouldn't necessarily use the word conservative to describe fives, as they really like to take risks and they don't like routine and repetition. Fives have a hard time settling down, and they have a fear of being trapped or smothered in a relationship. Their love of freedom extends beyond concern only for their own freedom. And they have a genuine concern for the freedom and welfare of others. Although fives are extremely compassionate, their focus on adventure and curiosity can also distract them and keep them from being aware of the feelings of those around them. Also, because they're always seeking the next adventure, their life can sometimes lack direction, and this can cause them to become discontent and impatient. Fives are very persuasive, and they excel at motivating people, which makes them ideal candidates to become salesmen, but I would also say politicians, right? Any career requiring travel is also a great fit for those with a life path number five, since it will keep them away from the routine of many other jobs. Otherwise, they may feel a sense of restlessness if they get stuck in a mundane or even a repetitive job environment. Fives are also very versatile, which makes many other career choices suitable for them. A person with a lot of fives in their charts will want to be their own boss. This person, if you have a five, will not only not enjoy working a 9-to-5 job where they have to report to someone else each day. Again, they seek adventure. Now, as I said earlier, Abraham Lincoln is a five, and fives are the number of freedom and change. There's a lot of change with fives, and I feel like that's what he came here to do, to impart massive change, and he succeeded in that. A couple of other people who are fives, you have Steven Spielberg and the humanitarian Angelina Jolie. Okay, so now we're going to talk about life path number six. Life path number six is the number of responsibility and awareness. And those born with a life path number six tend to be incredible nurturers, which is interesting if you think about the number six card in tarot, the Lovers. So if you're a six, you are likely to be, you know, at home more. You enjoy being with your family. You're more family or community oriented, and you tend to be loving, warm, understanding, very compassionate, responsible, even reliable, and you are kind of a people pleaser in a way. I also think of this card as number as the caretaker number, and also the number of healers. Six people who have a life path number six, they have a tendency to enjoy being of service to other people, and again, this is especially true for your family and your friends. So sixes, their lives revolve around their home, their family, and they have very strong parenting instincts. As a life path number six, you should keep an eye on yourself, as you may become a little self-righteous and critical of others. Because you're so giving, you might have a tendency to become a slave to others and neglect your own needs in the process. The word domestic most likely describes a six. And one job that sixes love is being a stay-at-home parent. So because sixes thrive on supporting others, they may sometimes find it difficult to find a balance between helping and meddling. They may also become an enabler for someone who needs taking care of in a relationship or with a child, and not allow them to experience life or learn its own lessons. People born on the sixth path are often described as magnetic, as people are often drawn to them, and their moods can have an impact on the room. Their tendency is to be a humanitarian, and they also feel a genuine devotion to the welfare of other people. However, being a six, you have to be careful of putting people on pedestals, as pedestals have a tendency to topple. So let's look at some people in history who have the life path number six. You have Albert Einstein, Michael Jackson, and even Tricky Dick Richard Nixon. Okay, let's move on to life path number 7. So 7 is a cerebral number, and those with a life path number 7, they have a loner quality. They need to learn to have faith. When you think about the number 7, you think it's the number of the mystics, right? That they already embody that mystical spiritual knowledge, but it could be that this is something that they need to learn this lifetime. They need to learn to have faith. If they don't have faith, they tend to become very cynical. And 7s, believe it or not, they have a tendency to have addictions, and they like to escape the world, you know, through drugs, alcohol, and other things. However, 7s have a love of natural beauty. They love the ocean, they love plants, flowers, etc. Again, the life path number 7 is the number of a higher awareness, a wider point of view. 7s tend to have an air of mystery, and they do not want you to know who they are. Intellectual, analytical, intuitive, reserved. They have a natural inclination towards spiritual subjects. Again, they're a loner. Some people even say that 7s are pessimistic. They're insecure. And supposedly these adjectives that I just described to you about their personality, this is supposed to embody the seventh life path. So a person who is a life path number 7 is considered to be a thinker. If your life path is a 7, you seek truth and wisdom in all that you do, and you search for the underlying answer in everything. Your tendency is to be a perfectionist, and you expect the same from those around you. Because you are most comfortable by yourself, you're a loner, or you're an introvert, you happily give up the stress and turmoil of a busy life in favor of a quiet, peaceful life of solitude. 7, of course, is the spiritual number, and most 7s are drawn to spiritual pursuits. So if you're a 7, your love of solitude can make it difficult for you to form close relationships. While you value your independence, you may often feel lonely or isolated because you lack closeness with others. Because you spend so much time alone, you may lose your consideration for others and become inflexible. So if you're a 7, one of the challenges for you is to find a balance between maintaining your solitude while not becoming completely isolated. 7 represents spiritual focus, analysis, being original, and being independent. If you have this number, people often feel like they don't know you, that you're a mystery, and some may even think you're kind of eccentric. Okay, so let's talk about the people who are a number 7 life path. You have Marilyn Monroe, JFK. You have Princess Diana, Queen Elizabeth, and one of my favorites, Katharine Hepburn. Moving on to life path number 8. Those with life path number 8 tend to be a better judge of character, and they attract the right kind of people to work with. If you're a number 8, this makes you a natural executive and an excellent person to work in, I would say, the realm of business or even a political arena. If you're an 8, you have a need for success and a strong desire to be recognized for your achievements. This leads you to not feel safe unless you've found a way to establish your financial security. And because you're more likely to consider status as being important, you may be tempted to live above your means. So when you think about the life path number 8, you automatically think about money, because most of us equate the number 8 with money. So if you are a life path number 8, you should pay special attention to telling and showing your loved ones that you care. Being a good provider isn't really the only way for doing this, and I think 8s need to be cognizant of that. It's difficult for an 8 to take advice. When they make a choice, they must feel that it's their decision, not somebody else's. As a result, they do tend to learn the hard way. 8s are very honest, and by being so blunt, they unintentionally hurt feelings. Although they can sometimes appear insensitive, what is going on inside of them is the exact opposite. They do feel deeply about everything that goes on in their lives. People with the life path 8 are, they're born with these natural leadership skills. If your life path is an 8, you are very ambitious and you are very goal-oriented. You have strong organizational skills and a broad vision, which makes you successful in business. 8 represents authority, material wealth, ambition, and even caution. Life path number 8 is also a number of returning karma and opportunity. If you think about the infinity symbol, when I see the infinity symbol, I always equate that to karma, because what goes around comes around. If you are an 8, you are reviewing the lessons you brought from other lifetimes and reinforcing what you choose to keep. A person with the number 8 in their chart will work diligently to achieve their goals. This person would make a good business manager and a good leader. They thrive on hard work, and more than any other life path number, they're prone to becoming a workaholic. They are often good with money, and their work ethic makes it possible for them to acquire wealth. This pursuit of materialistic gains can sometimes hold pitfalls for them, including a tendency to become unscrupulous in their efforts to make money, or they even neglect their family and loved ones while working to earn money. And for them, learning balance is key. Okay, people with the life path 8. You have, interestingly enough, the mystic Edgar Cayce. You have, who I love, Lucille Ball. And you have Barbara Streisand, who is a number 8. Okay, last one. Life path number 9. Life path number 9 is the number of completion and resolution. And those who are born with a life path number 9 are natural leaders, and they assume they are in charge even if they are not. If this is, I picked this up online because I thought this was hilarious and indicative of a life path number 9. If people who have a life path number 9 are in, I don't know, a department store, they think that they work there. They take care of everyone else, but they need to learn to speak up when they need help, when they need love. Nines often feel unloved or abandoned by their mother or father, or they feel completely responsible for them. It's hard for them to let go of the past. When I'm talking to you about this, there's a family member who is a life path number 9, and this just totally sums them up. Okay. People with the life path number 9, they're humanitarians. If your life path is a 9, you have an extremely strong sense of compassion and generosity. You are selfless, and helping others is very important to you. You not only want to help others, but you feel very deeply for those less fortunate than yourself. You tend to be friendly, and people generally like you. Your generosity knows no bounds, and you give freely of your money, time, and energy. Your ultimate goal is working towards a better world. Because you are so giving, you may find that your finances are not always in the greatest shape. You may also have a tendency to be scattered. Your talents lie in so many different directions that you may find it difficult to focus on just one. If you are not following your life path and are instead pursuing materialistic gains, you could feel a deep level of dissatisfaction with yourself. Number 9 symbolizes endings, spiritual consciousness even. An individual with the life path number 9 can overcome a lot and is often required to do so in their lifetime. If you have a life path number 9, you most likely had a difficult relationship with one or both of your parents early in your life. Okay, so let's look at some people who were a number 9. Some really cool people. So you have Whitney Houston, who was a number 9. You have Elvis Presley, who was a number 9. And we have Gandhi, and one of my other faves, Jimi Hendrix. Now we're going to talk a little bit about what are called master numbers. And there are 3 numerology numbers that can be difficult to overcome. But when you do, if you have these numbers in your chart, they can be, overcoming them can be profoundly positive. These are numerology's master numbers, 11, 22, and 33, and they may appear anywhere throughout your numerology chart. Master numbers are some of the most intuitive, powerful, and influential of all the numbers. Even though some people don't think so, they are true blessings disguised as unfortunate, difficult obstacles. So again, these numbers are 11, 22, and 33, and we're going to talk about the master number 11 first. the master number 11 is considered to be the most intuitive. So again, numerology reduces all multi-digit numbers to the single-digit numbers 1 through 9, with the exception of the three master numbers 11, 22, and 33. These three master numbers, in many cases, are not reduced, and they have a specific set of attributes that sets them apart from all other numbers. I would say numerologists and practitioners have always been especially excited about master numbers because, as the name implies, they represent something above and beyond the mundane. One side note here, in the last couple of decades, some numerologists have adopted all double-digit numbers with identical digits, such as like 45, 55, 6-6, etc., as master numbers, probably because the mysterious nature of master numbers, I don't know, they can look at it as sensationalist in a way. However, I personally don't consider those to be master numbers. I like to stick to the 11, 22, and 33. Okay, so let's talk about master number 11 first. So the number 11 has the qualities of the number 2 magnified. If you have this number, you are more likely to be spiritually aware. You're a visionary, you're inspiring, charismatic, you're a dreamer. You're a very deep thinker, and you rely on faith rather than logic to deal with life and all that it has to offer. So 11s can also be considered to be healers. They're supposedly the most deeply intuitive people. The challenge for 11s is not to be overwhelmed by their gifts. They, at times, 11s can be indecisive, impractical, they can be nervous, and they can be moody, and having a lot of fears and phobias tend to be the downside for this number. However, this master number is concerned with spiritual illumination. Often, a number 11 will have an instinctive understanding of metaphysical matters. Again, because 11s are also 2s, they have the strength to finish what they start. 11 is also a good number for forming partnerships because 11s tend to work and play well with others. Now, it's important to remember that the master number 11, even though it's kind of discussed sometimes as a separate entity, it's simply a higher double digit vibration of the number 2. And because of that, it might be important to go back and take a look at the definitions of having a life path number 2. All right, we're going to move to the master number 22. The master number 22 is also called the master builder or the master architect. It holds so much power that it can turn big dreams into reality if it's worked upon sincerely. The master number 22 in numerology, they are, if you have this number, you're more realistic than the number 11 and it's less spiritual than the number 11, but it can manifest things more easily on the earth plane due to its root number, which is 4. So this number carries a very high amount of nervous energy, even for the master numbers. Therefore, the powers are unlimited yet orderly, and they're very intuitive and yet a bit rational. Those affiliated with this number, they have great qualities of being very confident, they're idealists, they're leaders, and they exhibit quite big plans and ideas while implementing their work. So the positive numbers of being a 22, these people are organized, they're practical, they're capable of being leaders, they are tireless workers, and they accomplish great things, whereas the negative characteristics are as follows. They're aimless, sometimes they can be fanatics, they are frustrated, they're jumpy, they can be indifferent, they can be quite moody as well. So if you, let's say, have a life path of a 22 in your numerology, then it's going to be filled with mixed emotions. Although they are not very spiritually inclined, they can really be masters of all trades. It's easy for them to be both spiritually and materially inclined. All right, now we're going to move on to the master number 33. In numerology, 33 is a deeply spiritual number, and the number has had many religious connotations throughout the years. So in biblical numerology, Jesus was 33 years old when he was crucified.
In Hinduism and other Vedic religions, they have 33 deities. In Islam, prayer beads are organized into three sets of 33, etc. So we know 33 is a master number. So I'm going to tell you a bit about yourself if your life path is a 33. So you are influential. People with a life path of 33 are born to influence and lead. Others aspire to their view of the world. If your life path is 33, you may be a teacher, a pastor, an author, or some other form of educator, and many people feel you have a powerful influence in their lives. People with a life path 33, they can uplift others. Some refer to the number as the sunshine on a rainy day or the silver lining in a cloud. This life path, the 33, it brings wisdom beyond age and a devotion to inspiring other people. So when we reduce 33, it becomes 6. So this energy is predominant in your life as well. 6 is a number of leadership. And of course, again, the family, the nurturer, the caretaker, the healer. You may feel more responsible than others around you, and you prefer to take charge of situations. You're caring, you're knowledgeable, you're benevolent. Your family is highly important in your life as well. The life path 33 also has the energy of 3 within it. So aspects of the meaning of 3 in numerology will be strong in your life. 3 is the number of creativity, change, and the reminder that all humans come from spiritual energy connected to the divine. It also indicates that you're optimistic and you're a good communicator. So just some descriptors for the people who have the 33 life path. Again, it would include somebody who is potentially an educator. They're passionate, they're mystical, they're responsible, they're very maternal, nurturing, mature, they're wise, they're strong, and they're honest, and they're influential in some way. Okay, so that essentially covers, I would say, some of the basics of numerology. I just want to thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast today. I hope that I was as clear as possible in trying to explain how you can break some of these numbers down, but also how you can calculate your own life path, your destiny number, soul urge, etc. You guys, I hope you have a fantastic week ahead, and I look forward to sharing more information with you next week. Until then, take care.